Ready for IELTS, CD 3. Track 1. Progress Test 1. IELTS Listening, Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a woman who would like to book a villa and the owner of the villa. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, how can I help you?
Well, I'm looking to book a villa for a short holiday for myself and 5 other friends.
How many bedrooms would you want?
3 would be fine. We don't mind sharing.
The answer is 6. So 6 has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hello, how can I help you?
Well, I'm looking to book a villa for a short holiday for myself and 5 other friends.
How many bedrooms would you want?
3 would be fine. We don't mind sharing.
Well, there's Villa Margarida that has 3 bedrooms, or Villa Rosa, which has 2 bedrooms that can both take 3 people. That one's obviously a bit cheaper.
Oh, I think the cheaper one. Villa Rosa, please. How do you spell that?
R-O-S-A.
And how much is that for a week?
That depends when you want to come.
Say the beginning of July or end of June?
Well, up to the 26th of June is mid-season, and after that is high season.
What about the 19th to the 26th of June then?
Yes, the villa is free then, at the moment.
And how much would that be?
That would be £750 for the week. For the villa, not per person.
That sounds fine. Can I book that then?
Yes, of course. You would need to pay a 20% deposit to secure the booking, so that's £180. Oh, no, sorry, it's £150, of course. You can send a cheque in euros or make a direct transfer.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
I wonder, could you give me some advice about organising the flights and so on?
Well, the first thing is to make sure you book the flights straight away. Faro is a very popular destination and flights can get booked up very quickly.
Okay, yes, I'll look into that.
And are you going to hire a car?
Yes, my friend Debbie's quite happy to drive. She's driven on the continent before.
Well, just make sure she's insured.
Good point. I'll check that.
What are you planning to do about food?
Does the villa have a decent kitchen?
Oh, yes. But you don't want to be doing too much cooking on holiday, do you? We can offer you a private chef at a very reasonable rate. It won't cost any more than going out to eat, and you can have it in the comfort of your own place.
That sounds interesting. I'll talk to the others and see if they'd like to hire a chef. Can I get back to you on that?
Of course. Just don't forget that you need to pay the balance of the cost, that's £600, by the 15th of May.
No, I will. Oh, just one more thing. Are there any particular places or activities you'd recommend?
Well, if the weather's good, I expect you'll just want to lie on the beach.
Well, actually, we quite like active holidays.
Well, if you like walking, there is some beautiful countryside just away from the coast. Or you could go mountain biking.
I think we'd rather go walking than biking. More chance to admire the scenery.
Do you play golf?
Oh, no, not at all.
You could go out on a boat dolphin watching. There are usually lots of schools of dolphins around.
Really? That sounds great. How would we arrange that?
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers.